Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Buglers, it is good to be back. I'm Andy Zaltzman, and here is your Christmas top stories for today. And here we are with Bugle favourite Silvio Berlusconi. Like some Italian anti-Santa, he just loves popping down our news feeds at this time of year. Here is Bugle 217, entitled Silvio's Christmas Gift.
Top story this week, season's greetings. Ho, 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 it's a holiday bugle. Ho, 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 ho. Right.
Well, I mean, that's something. There's probably quite a lot of animated Christmas movies coming up in the next few years.
That's
John, I think
you've got to exactly what I'm thinking.
Lay down a marker there, mate.
Obviously, it's too late for this year, but this is the time of the year that you're thinking about next year's holiday movies. And I think I've put myself right in the sweet spot there. Haven't I, Andy? Now, Buglers, this episode is best listened to next to a roaring fire with snow falling lightly outside and a reindeer slowly cooking over the flames. It's Christmas time, or any of the other holidays that crash land around this time of year. I'd ask you what night of Hanukkah it is, Andy, but for the fact that I can be absolutely sure that you don't know.
Well, they all blend into one, John. It's just such a
joyous
time of year.
No, they don't, Andy.
I mean,
they very much don't.
A candle's a candle, you know.
Not true, Andy. What a bad Jew. So anyway, the point is, before we go on break for a couple of weeks, we have a special holiday bugle to keep you warm and toasty. First up, Christianity news! This is the time of year, of course, where some Christians like to both celebrate the birth of Christ and also bitterly complain about how no one else can celebrate anything unless it's also Christ birth-based. For them, Santa has no place in Christmas celebrations unless he too is willing to be nailed to a piece of wood and bleed to death. Because for Christianity, Christmas is the most celebratory and also the most passive-aggressive couple of weeks imaginable. And in Christians' defence, Andy, Santa does only do good work one night a year. Jesus was doing it 365 days a year. Jesus was a year-round Santa, if you will. An all-weather Saint Nick. A four-season Father Christmas. A 24-7 Sinterklaas! Sinterklaas! Ich heiße Sinterklaas! That's terrible what they did, isn't it, Andy? Just terrible.
Look, let's move on, mate.
Just terrible. Move on. Just awful. Here in America, there are lots of Christians who feel inexplicably persecuted by being in a gigantic majority. But in the UK, Christianity recently had some news that it may want to genuinely worry about. In a major census, it was discovered that there were 4 million fewer Christians in England and Wales in 2011 than just 10 years earlier. What happened to them? Have they been hidden somewhere, Andy? What have you been doing with Christians over there? Because there are some very fat lions in London Zoo rubbing their bellies going, oh, that takes me back. The census found that among those who stated a religious affiliation, Christians remained the largest group by far, 33.2 million, representing 59% of residents in Britain. This compares with 37.3 million, 72% in 2001. The census revealed that Britain's second most common category was no religion, comprising more than a quarter of the population. So that is great news for atheists, Andy. They're going to be so excited when they die, and they're welcomed into the embrace of just a black void, a complete nothingness, saying, yes, life was meaningless. I knew it. Yeah, you're right. I technically don't win anything with this victory. I do now have a huge empty chasmus feeling inside, but it's still good to know that I was right. And that, Andy, will be a great time to have God suddenly switch on a light and say, surprise, Christian God, it was me all along. Look at his face. I will never get tired of seeing that shocked expression. Anyway, lovely to meet you. Enjoy burning in eternal hell. Wasted Sundays, my arse. Hold on, turn the lights off. There's another one coming. Everybody be quiet. Surprise!
Well, this is it, John. Yeah, you know, we're still over 30 million Christians in Britain, but almost none of them actually go to church. And I think people are, it's basically just a cover bet for exactly that situation.
Yeah.
You know, if you get there, you're an atheist, you get pulled up by God on the way out of life, and then you can say to it, actually, no, I did call myself Christian on the census form. Surely, just give me 10 years in the other place, and then I'm allowed in. Come on.
The Church of England is basically selling an insurance policy now, Andy.
Yeah. That's what religion basically is. A spiritual cover bet on the annihilation of death.
Wow. Why isn't that little slogan hung outside churches?
Well, it's always Jesus loves you. You know, yeah, calling it as it really is.
the third most is a great bumper sticker, though. the third most popular category in England was Muslim, with numbers rising from 1.5 million to 2.7 million over the last 10 years. That's 4.8% of the population. Oh my God, Andy. 4.8% of the population. But that's less than half a child in every 10 children. The Muslims are coming, Andy! The Muslims are coming! It's happening! The Muslims are here! So, look, it's a pretty big drop for Christianity. There's no doubt about that, even though they do still have some pretty good market share. If Christianity was a business, which it isn't definitely not, then the shareholders would, frankly, have some pretty tough questions to ask of the board. Church leaders in England have described the latest census figures as challenging. And so they already sound like an under-pressure CEO at a yearly review panel right there. You know, we know that this has not been the strongest quarter for Christianity, but we still believe we're a strong brand with broad appeal, loyal customer base. That said, the numbers can clearly be improved. The product can and will be tweaked. And, you know, if we have to go out there and attack our competitors, then that's what we'll do. We've done it before. Frankly, we'll do it again. Mark my words, 2013 is going to see the kind of aggressive growth that we haven't seen since the Crusades, when we were sailing around the world murdering people. I don't say that lightly. Watch this space. Watch it. Catholicism is already making strides to modernise. The Pope started tweeting this week.
Yeah, not before time, John.
Yeah. Well, baby steps. The Pope started tweeting this week, and that sentence alone, I think, may signify our descent into the fourth circle of hell.
That shows what an amazing year it's been, John. Two people you'd never expected to start tweeting. Yeah. Started tweeting. The Pope and you.
Yeah.
And Michael Atherton, the former England cricket captain. Three people you just never thought would sully themselves with the debasements of Twitter.
I think the Pope has already sent more tweets than I have, Andy. Yeah. The Pope sent his highly anticipated first Twitter message from his personal account. So what was that message, Andy? He could have gone with, what up, bitches? P-unit in your face. You better redneckanise.
Was it not, I don't know if I'm following the official account, but I thought his first tweets was, hey peeps, Pope Ben here. You're all sinners. Jesus is awesome. Hashtag yes, I Vatican.
Well, incredibly, Andy. Nope. Neither of those were the actual message, even though they're great guesses and better than what came down. His message was apparently sent from an iPad tablet at the Vatican, and it read, "Dear friends, I am pleased to get in touch with you through Twitter. Thank you for your generous response. I bless all of you from my heart." And that was it. Not the funniest tweet he could have sent, Andy. And he opted not to end the message with hashtag I am the actual Pope, hashtag appointed by God, or hashtag my house is huge. But it was a very warm statement to dip his toe into the cesspit of Twitter. You know, as you mentioned, unfortunately, if my experience was anything to go by, before he'd even logged out of Twitter, someone would have sent the Pope a message telling him to go eat a bag of dicks. I guess, holy dicks in his case, Andy. Although, I suppose any dick is holy when it's being eaten by the... You know what? This was not the discussion that I was trying to get in. The point is, I hope he's not checking what people are writing back to him.
Other hashtags at Pontifex has used so far include hashtag drink a cup of blood, hashtag oops, no, we are officially really quite sorry. And I mean, that could have been his first tweet, surely.
Yes.
Just cards on the table. Sorry. We are very sorry. Hashtag fires of eternal damnation and hashtag watch out, they're really hot. The Pope, that's the earthly representative of Santa Claus, has...
Sinterklaas!
has been tweeting in 8 languages and has a number of other Twitter handles aside from the official at Pontifex, including at BennyBigHat16, at RepentorBurn2012, at The Mighty Mitre, and at Sinners to Winners, spelt with...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Sinaz to Winaz. So, this is the future, John. The future.
After his first tweet on Wednesday, he very quickly posted 2 follow-up messages and then live-tweeted an episode of The X Factor. The 2 follow-up messages were concerning the church's recently launched Year of Faith initiative intending to re-energise Catholicism. Although, as you alluded to there, Andy, I don't think anything would re-energise Catholicism better than ending every tweet he's sending with hashtag sorry about all that child abuse, hashtag are bad, hashtag priest should definitely not do that, hashtag seriously. Instead, his follow-up tweets were, how can we celebrate the Year of Faith better in our daily lives? Before answering his own question with, by speaking with Jesus in prayer, listening to what he tells you in the gospel, and looking for him in those in need. His Twitter account's already bullshit, and he's just using it to promote stuff. I don't want to hear what projects the Pope has coming up, Andy. I want to hear what he's eating. I want to hear tweets like, about to deliver sermon on balcony of St. Peter's Basilica. That breakfast burrito might have been a mistake. Hashtag seemed a bit iffy. Hashtag always trust your instincts.
Hashtag hope my gown doesn't billow up too much.
or if he has to, well, we're going to hell, Andy. But that's not a new thing. So it's not, you're not going any further. My feet are already toasty.
You can't be more in hell than
exactly.
In hell, can you?
Once you're in, you're in, and that's you might right. as well just make the
it's
best
a
of a bad situation.
Situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you enjoyed that, do go back to Top Story 47 from 2 days ago for Silvio Berlusconi takes a cathedral to the face.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.